Coming up, we've got some great new Windows 8 input devices, Windows 8 itself, the new Surface RT, and a look at this ginormous lens. Are you ready to watch before you buy?
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by Stamps.com. Start using your time more effectively with Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it right from your desk. For our special offer, visit Stamps.com, click the microphone, and enter Before You Buy.
Before You Buy, our product review show on the TWiT Network. We get great products in, and then we give everybody on the staff a chance to review them. It's kind of fun. At the beginning of the week, emails go out. Oh, who wants to review this? Who wants to review that? And we've got some reviews coming up. Tony Wang is going to review a camera lens. Brian Burnett, our technical director, is going to review a mouse. Shannon, our newest host and producer of the show, Shannon Morse, she works with you, Tony, is going to do a Logitech pointing device for Windows 8, and I have the Surface RT tablet. I'm going to give you my thoughts on that. And this has been a tough one because I'm going back and forth, and I still haven't really decided if it's going to be a buy or a don't buy or maybe a try. So, Tony, give me some breathing room to think about that while you show us what the heck is that.
Well, this is not the exact lens I rented and reviewed, but this is the almost the same size.
So this is obviously a very long telephoto lens design. Telephoto. Given the camo, I would guess it's designed for bird watching and other kind of
woodsy activities. Yeah, this is a 500mm, and I reviewed the 200mm.
And it's a Canon lens?
This is a Canon lens.
Let's take a look.
Tony from twit.tv, and today I'm reviewing something very special for our camera buffs out there. I got not the 50mm... I got the Canon 200mm f2.0 telephoto lens. Okay, so here is the lens. It is actually a rental because it is MSRP at $59.99. That's $5,999. You could buy it used for about $500 less. So if you are looking for a lens of this caliber and cost and price, just buy a new because it's a $500 difference. So here is a lens, and you can tell it's a little beat up from being rented, and comes with a lens hood right here. You can just reverse it and clip it on. On the side of the lens, you have your different image stabilizer settings, 1 and 2, depending on how your subject is moving. You will use stabilizer mode 2 if you're tracking a moving object, such as the jet that I was shooting. There's also focus preset where you can instantly focus at any point where you're already set. That's different from your current subject. There's also the autofocus stop button, which stops autofocusing temporarily. And you have your manual and autofocus switch right here, and a focus limiter for 1.9 meter to infinity or 3.5 meter to infinity. For a telephoto lens, I have to say this lens actually performed really well. It focuses really fast, even with a crappy focus system on the 5D Mark II. And I didn't really have a lot of problem focusing the Blue Angels I was shooting yesterday, other than sometimes when they go behind the clouds, and I can kind of see them, but at the same time, they're obscured. So the camera has some issues then. The pictures are really, really, really crisp, especially if you're using a tripod. I wasn't able to shoot the planes with the tripod because, obviously they're flying too fast. But I took a lot of shots of the boats out in the bay for America's Cup, and those pictures came out really well because I was able to use the tripod because they're coming toward me or sort of going away from me, and they're not going that as fast as jets. Pros and cons. The really, really, really fast aperture of f2.0. I was able to take the pictures at a shutter speed way faster than a regular 70 to 200 2.8 or this this zoom lens I have here, the 70-300 with IS. And another pro, it has the image stabilization you need. Even though it's only 200 millimeter and not 300 or 400, it's still good to have the IS to help you out. And that, you know, that actually helps up to, I believe, 4 f-stops. So you can potentially do some, you know, sport shooting at night with this lens. And if you take a look at this front glass element, it's one huge glass. And that's where the con comes in. You could probably hand hold this lens for 5, maybe 10 minutes, depends on how much you work out. So you're looking at, this is what, 1.5 pounds? So this is 7.5 pounds in one hand, and all you're doing with your right hand is you're taking the pictures. So the con would be, it's very heavy, and also it's very expensive. So buy, try, or don't buy. I thought long and hard about this, and it is definitely a try. You could rent this lens, like I did online, for less than $200 for a weekend, and you will be amazed at the quality of the pictures that you've taken. And since it's a telephoto, it's not really a day-to-day use lens, so you wouldn't be missing as much if you don't have this in your lens collection. But it's like skydiving. You have to at least try it once in your life, so go out there and give this lens a try. I'm Tony for Twit. And before you buy, and this is the Canon 200mm f2.0.
Tony Wang, our editor-in-chief. Where did you rent that?
I rented it on borrowlenses.com.
Borrowlenses.com.
Yeah, that's because they're local. They're in the Bay Area.
And the experience was good?
It was great.
So did you go get it, or did they ship it to you?
Well, they give you the option. You can actually either ship it or pick it up.
Yeah.
And I actually did like a halfway thing where I asked them to deliver it to a location in San Francisco.
And you just went and got it.
And
there.
I went and picked it up there.
And so, do you pay insurance? I mean, how does that work? Because it seems like that's an expensive
Yeah, insurance
lens.
Is actually very expensive. It's optional. Okay. I opted out because it would have cost like twice as much if
I had insurance. And if you don't insure it, are you responsible if it breaks?
You are.
Oh, dear. Yeah. So you might want to consider that. Yeah. All right. I know a lot of people use borrowlenses.com. Yeah, and I think it's a really neat idea. The reason that's so expensive, and you have another one here. Is this also rented?
This is actually borrowed from Russell, our IT guy.
Russell owns this one.
What is this? So this is the 500 millimeter f4.
The big f-stops, yeah. The f2, even on this one, f4, that's why you have these big openings here, because they let a lot of light in. You don't need that in daylight, except if you're taking pictures of low-flying jets.
Right, exactly. They were moving so fast.
What was the shutter speed you were using on that?
I was doing about 1/1000th.
1/1000th.
Yeah.
And you're hand-holding it, so are you moving it with the plane?
Yeah, I was panning it with...
it's amazing that you were able to get such crisp, beautiful shots.
Yeah,
they really look good.
I was at Chrissy Field, and it was the best location, so...
That's the Blue Angels, the Blue Angels Navy's demo team that was here for Fleet Week. Yeah. Earlier in the month.
It was my first time. It was great.
I am blown away. The pictures you got are gorgeous. Now, did you put them online anywhere?
They're on my Google Plus.
Okay. Tony Wang on Google Plus. Nice job, and I appreciate the review. That's the kind of lenses people drool. People like me anyway, drool over, but never own. So it's fun to see it in action.
You should borrow one sometime.
I might have to rent one. Yeah. All right, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to take a look at a couple of mice-style devices designed specifically for Windows 8, some new capabilities in Windows 8 you might want. But before we do that, can I remind you about Stamps.com, our fine sponsor? Stamps.com means you don't have to go to the post office anymore. You can print your own legal postage with your computer, your printer. That's right, you don't need a postage meter. You don't need the ink. It's going to save you 80% or more off the cost of a postage meter because you've already got what you need. It's kind of, think of it as postage on demand. Any time of the day or night, you can print postage. And I don't just mean print stamps. Sure, you can do that, but you can also print right on the envelope. So your business logo, the return address, even the mailing address with Stamps.com, because they'll pull the address from your Outlook address book, from if you're an eBay or Amazon or Etsy or PayPal seller, they'll pull it right from those websites, so you don't even have to type in the address that you're mailing it to. Stamps.com is so cool. It is such a boon for anybody who does a lot of mailing. Now, you go to the website, find out more, and you'll see a special offer there, $80 bonus offer. No, don't take that. Click that radio microphone, because that $80 bonus offer, when you type in before you buy as a promo code, turns into a $110 value. $55 in free postage you can use over a few months period of time. You get that digital scale. I really recommend that. It's USB, and it means you just plop the letter or package on there, and you always have exactly the right postage, not a penny more or a penny less. You also get a month's trial of Stamps.com. So, again, Stamps.com, use the offer code before you buy for the $110 bonus offer, and then just stop going to the post office. You never have to go again. And by the way, you probably, if you do a lot of mailing, you probably save money with Stamps.com. Post office loves them so much, they give them discounts on express mail and priority mail and international mail. You just can't get anywhere else, including the post office. Stamps.com, remember, the offer code is before you buy. All right, I'm going to get up and do a little traveling. Play my traveling music, if you will, Brian Burnett, because I'm going to walk over and see what you've got. A little Windows mouse. Brian Burnett is our technical director, and you'll have to forgive him here. He's actually going to be pushing the buttons at the same time.
Multitasking.
As he's doing this review. So this is pretty. I like the looks of this. This is from Logitech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's specifically made for Windows 8, too. So.
Well, let's take a look at your review. What do you say? Press that button. Right there, that button there. No. Oh, my God, not that button.
Back to you, Pass Brian.
Brian Burnett here to show you the Logitech Zone Touch Mouse T400. This mouse is specifically made for Windows 8. It will work with Windows RT 7 and also on Macs. It's really simple to use. It has a USB unifying receiver that you plug in and didn't have to install any drivers for Windows 8. Works fine. Some of the key features on this mouse are at the top of the glass touch scroll is you press there and it'll take you back to the home screen on your Windows 8 device. Now, if you haven't used Windows 8 yet, it has a horizontally scrolling start screen with the tiles. Typically, I don't really like touch-sensitive mice. I never really had an issue with over-scrolling or accidental scrolls with having my finger too close to the touch. So the ergonomics of this mouse are really nice. Fits well in the hand, and it has a rubber grip along the edges. Inside of the mouse are two AA batteries and a little slot to hold the receiver when you're traveling. The battery life is listed at 18 months. Obviously, I wasn't able to try that myself, but I'd trust Logitech with that. Pros. This mouse works really great with Windows 8. It has an 18-month battery life, and it's simple to use. Plug it in and works right away. The only con I can really find with this mouse is that the back battery plate is a little flimsy, but other than that, it's a great mouse. Is this mouse a buy, try, or don't buy? I give it a buy. If you're looking for something easy to travel with and battery life is great and you're using a Surface tablet or you have a laptop running Windows 8, this mouse works really well for that. I'm Brian Burnett. This has been the Logitech T400. And see you next time on Before You Buy.
So it's $50, and it has a little dongle that plugs into a USB port on the Surface or whatever device you're using so that it can receive.
Right.
It kind of reminds me a little bit of Apple's Magic Mouse in the sense that this is a touch Surface. It doesn't take over the whole Surface, though. You just can use your finger to scroll back.
Right, and it's a lot. I don't really like the Magic Mouse because
I can't use it.
Yeah.
So this and it does have a unified, you know, it doesn't have separate left and right buttons, but it does have a left click and a right click on either side. Right. Touch. I like the ergonomics, the rubber and everything.
Yeah.
I've been very happy with Logitech mice, so that's good.
It's like small enough to travel with, but not and big enough to use for daily use,
yeah.
But not, you know, too bad.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. I'm going to walk over to the radio corner now because our newest employee at Twit and our new producer for the show, Before You Buy, Shannon Morse is here. Hi, Shannon. Great to see you.
Great to see you, too. How's it going?
Shannon is on Hack 5.
Yes.
And you're going to be doing a new show on YouTube.
God, I'm everywhere.
Called Threat.
Threat Wire. Yeah.
Threat Wire. Threat Wire will be on the new Discovery Revision 3 feed on YouTube, youtube.com/techfeed.
Yes.
When is that going to start?
I think it's already on air, TechFeed is, but we haven't started our show yet.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be a couple of weeks.
You and Darren Kitchen.
Yep, me and Darren Kitchen.
So it's the hacker and the nice person.
Exactly.
Before we show you the Logitech trackpad, I want to show you something else. Do you have a geek in your life?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yes, you do. And I have to tell you, when you're a geek, so you probably know what to buy a geek. But a lot of people think that they should buy gadgets for geeks. And I want to tell you, do not buy a gadget for a geek, because they know what they want. You may not know what they want. But this is a great solution for the guy in your life. And this is for guys. It's BespokePosts.com's Box of Awesome. You can get a month-to-month subscription. You can get 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, $45 a month. But we're going to show you I can save some money on that. And you get a
box of awesome.
I know. You kind
What's
of,
in the box?
But, you know, I like the kind of thing where you get a box. You know, don't you like getting stuff in the mail?
I love it. Oh, yeah. I get
and,
so excited.
Well, that's what's going to happen. Your fiancé is going to say, oh, my new bespoke post came. Let's take a look at what we got this time. Oh, this is for the coffee lover.
Ooh.
By the way, they tell you ahead of time what you're going to get, and you can change it. So you don't have to get the monthly prize. Or you can even, just like Book of the Month Club, you can say, not this month. But here's what you get. You get the Santa Isabel coffee. This is good. I've been drinking this.
Wow.
It's incredible coffee. But as you may or may not know, the freshness of your coffee, that's why they're in mason jars, mm-hmm. and how recently it was ground makes a big difference. This comes with a burr grinder, a ceramic burr grinder, hand grinder. That's really fun. It's kind of great to use. And
wow.
if the power ever goes out, you're ready. You grind your beans. Just takes you a minute or two. Then you pour it into this, which is literally my favorite way to make coffee, at least by hand. This is the Araby AeroPress. So what you'll do is you'll take a couple of scoops. It comes with a scoop of the... don't put it in the plunger. A couple of, what you're going to do is you're going to put a filter in here. You screw that onto there. You put a couple of scoops of coffee into there. You can use the funnel if you want to get the water in there.
Okay.
And you pour not quite boiling water in there. And then it sit for 10 seconds. And then you use the plunger to plunge it into your cup. I'm not kidding.
Oh, that's cool.
Best cup of coffee you'll ever have. But that's just one of many, many boxes. They've got socks. They've got shaving supplies. I want you to visit Bespoke, BESPOKE, post.com/twit. And you can get 20% off your first purchase, your first month's box.
Yes.
20% off at BespokePost.com.
I've been looking for a gift for my fiancé for Christmas.
You know
Christmas.
What's good? What's his name? Kevin?
Keith.
Keith.
Yeah.
I knew it was a K.
Yep.
Yeah, it's hard because even, you know, even if he liked this Surface RT, which I'll show you in a minute, or this, they may like it, but maybe they don't.
Yeah, right? They might not, and it might just go in the closet for
exactly.
a year.
Exactly. This, they're always going to like. So, this is something else from Logitech. This is
yes.
more like a trackpad. Tell me about
this. This is the Logitech Wireless Rechargeable Touchpad T650.
Okay.
And it was made for Windows 8. But it also works for Windows 7, which is kind of nice for me because right. I haven't upgraded yet. Now, when I tried this at home, I went home and I was like, hey, home theater PC, I'm going to plug this in and it's going to work, right? So I plugged it into my Windows 7 box and my HDMI into my television. And you got to plug in this little USB unifying receiver.
That's the same kind that Brian
same
had
thing.
On his.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the nice thing about this is you can hook up to 6 different Logitech devices that all take the unifying receiver to one laptop or PC with just this one USB port. So as long as you download the software from Logitech, that will install on your PC and use this one receiver.
That's cool.
You have 6 different devices
playing
at once.
But I see it also has a USB cable. What's that for?
It does. This is for charging it.
Oh, I got it.
So, yeah,
okay.
It's rechargeable. It can last for about a month, it says. I've only tested it for the weekend.
Right.
But I'm assuming that it will. And it gives you this nice little, let's see if we can see this. There we go. Little green light right there.
That lets you know it's turned on.
Mm-hmm. And it'll start blinking red if it's starting to run out of its charge, which is nice as well. So if you plug this into your Surface.
What?
Yeah.
You mean you could just plug this right in here?
Yes, you
All
can.
Right.
Now, I tried to plug it into my Windows 7 box at home, and I had to install the software for it to actually start working. It wouldn't even respond to a simple touch like a regular mouse. I had to actually install the software.
One of the neat things about the Surface, I'm going to talk about this in a second, is it does have a real USB port so we can use it. Let me just type in my PIN here, and we'll log in. All right, so now this is my mouse.
Yes. So you can move around on here, and you'll see your mouse moving
right.
on the screen. And you can also do a couple of different gestures, which is really fun.
So one of the things that Windows 8 has that's a little unusual, it has these charms. And in order to get the charms on the screen, I swoop in from the
right.
Left-hand side. But let's see what happens when I do it. Oh, let's go back to my... If I do that from here, does... Oh, it's the same thing.
It does it, yeah.
So I swoop in from the right. Swooping in from the left goes to the next page,
next
which is
application,
a
yeah.
really nice feature, I think, of Windows 8. That's great.
And you can also swipe with 3 fingers to navigate up and down. So if I do this...
Ah, let's go to my Kindle app here, and you can do that.
There you go.
I don't
Slightly
know where
responsive.
I am on my... On my I don't know. Oh, that's the... Is that... Let's go to the Kindle app again. Do you see it there?
Where's your Kindle app?
I don't know. Well, you know what else you can do? This is kind of nice. K-I-N, and hit return. There it is. So
there
I could scroll with, you said three fingers, I could scroll up and down. Oh,
with two fingers, you can scroll up and down.
What am I thinking?
Or
this
sideways.
Doesn't scroll up and down or sideways. So, it's not
so let's
do
go back to your
good.
Start menu.
The start menu will do that?
There you go. So with two fingers, you can swipe back
I'm
and forth.
That way.
You can also do the same thing with your mouse, of course. Swiping back and forth. And if you have three fingers on it, you can swipe back and forth, and you can use it to go to the desktop and go back up to your start menu.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Can you do it again? You can only do it once.
See if I can get it back.
I like trackpads. Apple, you know, it's so funny because basically what the previous mouse was like the magic mouse, and this is like the magic trackpad that Apple says. So you can also tap to click, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it has that mouse functionality.
So this is why we needed the hard surface for this segment is because these two little feet right here, you press them in to do the right and left
click. That's the clicking.
Yeah,
oh,
that's the clicking for the right and the left. So you can do right as well, which is really nice. So, and it took me a long time to learn that you can also click and drag.
Right.
I couldn't figure that out when I was just had it sitting on my lap when I was at home on my home theater PC. But you can click down here and you can drag as well.
That's interesting.
Which is great for Windows 7, too.
Yeah.
So,
what do you think?
Together,
I mean, you use a mouse normally?
I do, yeah. Usually I use a mouse. If I had Windows 8, I would definitely get one of those. But since I haven't upgraded yet, I would have to say try. Also, it's kind of expensive. So, pros and cons.
Okay.
So, first off, it's pretty responsive.
Mm-hmm.
I like this responsiveness. Second of all, it's beautiful.
It's pretty.
I mean, it's got a sleek design.
Yeah,
it's
I really
gray,
like how it looks.
And you can't see all the dirty, oily grease that has been left from my fingers over the weekend, which is nice.
Don't eat Cheetos while you're using
it. Yes, don't eat Cheetos while
little
you're
tip,
using
little
it.
Little pro tip.
It's easy to use. You just have to learn a couple of different interfaces, and it comes with a little user guide, so it's very simple. And it's battery life. It lasts for a month. I mean, how could you go wrong with
and
that?
And it's rechargeable, so you're not using up batteries.
Yeah, it's rechargeable. Yeah. And then the cons, it's really expensive.
How much, you said?
$80.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's really expensive for a mouse.
Right.
But I think if you had Windows 8, it's definitely really intuitive and perfect for that software and operating system.
Very good.
And last but not least, you have to download the software if you want all of the different gestures.
It's something you cannot do on Windows RT because they don't have it in the store yet. You have to get it from the Logitech site.
Exactly.
Thank you, Shannon. Shannon Morse, our newest producer on Before You Buy. I'm really thrilled to have
you
part of TWIT.
I'm thrilled too.
Yeah, I've been a fan of yours for a long time, so it's really, we feel like we've snagged somebody. Speaking of Windows RT, I have my new Surface. You know, it's interesting because there's been a lot of interest around the building. I had to, people pry work reports taken it from me. I had to pry it away
from
me.
I heard everybody was trying to steal it from
you. To do my review. Fortunately, Alex Gumpel got his. You were able to play with his a little bit. What do you think? How do you like the new Surface tablet?
It's really easy to figure out. That was the first thing I noticed. And there's a couple of different things on here that even the Apple iPod iPad doesn't have. For example, if you turn it upside down, it'll switch around for you.
Well, what I really like is this Metro interface. Now, I know Microsoft says don't call it Metro anymore.
Yeah.
They started it with the Windows Phone 7. And the idea is these are tiles, but they're also live tiles. And you can notice them changing from time to time. For instance, that's my email tile. And it's just scrolling bit by bit through a number of emails. Here's a people tile that has messages from Twitter and Facebook. Here's weather. And by the way, when you tap on a tile, these are, for the most part, beautiful applications. A lot of them come from Microsoft.
Now, you can only download Microsoft's different applications right now, right?
Yeah, exactly. This has the Microsoft Store on it, very much like the iPad. I think people will consider this a benefit because it does mean that Microsoft has vetted all the apps, and in theory, this should be a lot more secure.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the store, and you can see there are literally already thousands of apps. Remember that this is a brand new platform. This is not Windows 7 or 8. Won't run standard Windows apps at all, nor is this Windows Phone. Won't run those apps. It will only run apps specifically written for Windows RT. It's running an ARM processor. There are two different kinds of keyboards you can get with it. It's by itself. It's just a tablet, and you can buy it standalone as a tablet. This is the home key if you do that.
Ooh, cool.
And it has a pop-up keyboard, so it's no problem to type on it. The keyboard looks very much. Let me run OneNote, and I'll create a new note and show you. The keyboard looks very much like when I start typing, the iPad keyboard, and it's just as typable. And as you mentioned, there is a horizontal mode that you can also do that. And this is very much like the iPad. But it does point out one thing that's very different from the iPad. It is a 16:9 screen. So it's widescreen. When you're in this orientation, the portrait orientation, it looks kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
It looks a little too tall. This is something some other tablets have a similar problem with. I don't think people are going to use it as a tablet. It feels thick, clunky. Ironically, it's the same weight and even the same width as the Apple iPad, but it feels thicker and heavier just because of the nature of its design. When you buy it, you can also buy it with an optional keyboard. There's two kinds. There's the touch and the type. This is a type keyboard. The touch keyboard has keys that are just surface, flat on the surface. You just touch them. The type keyboard actually has moving keys. Oh, there we go. There's a touch keyboard. I guess that's Alex bought the cheap one. And you can see it's a full keyboard, but these don't move. These feel very much like a laptop. They move more than I thought. I thought these would be like Chiclet keys, but they're actually regular touch keys.
Personally, I like when
much
you can
better,
actually feel it.
Yeah. You could type for a long time on this. I'm not sure how long you'd want to type on the touch keyboard. They're only $10 apart. That's the interesting thing. $129 for type, $119 for touch. The touch has one advantage, though. You can get it in many, many colors. Type only comes in black.
Oh.
The other thing Microsoft's really selling is the click. And this has a much stronger magnet than the smart cover for the iPad. In fact, I can...
Leo!
It scares
me,
doesn't it? But it's really... Go ahead. It's really strong. In fact, try to separate those. You'll see, you'll get a sense of how strongly...
they're pretty, there we go.
It really jams together.
That's cool.
Frankly, I think that you're mostly going to want to use this in its laptop mode. It has a little kickstand that pops up in the back here like that. And that makes this the laptop mode. There is only one angle when you're using the kickstand, but it's a decent angle if you're sitting in front of it at a normal distance. And in fact, you can see it's quite a good screen. You can see it from almost any angle. I'm not sure, but I would suspect it's an IPS screen. The colors are quite bright and vivid. I actually like the screen. In fact, I'll show you if I run a Netflix movie on it that it's perfect for watching The Family Guy.
Oh, that's great.
The Family Guy. Let me press play. I'm probably violating copyright right now. Now, what you're seeing here is one of the cons on this, which is it's a first-generation device from Microsoft. And while they've done a lot of very interesting things, I think very innovative. I love the UI on the start screen. There's no more start tab. There is a desktop, but only Microsoft apps can use the desktop. And right now, that means Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote. But what is nice is it comes with Office 2013, Word, Excel.
Oh, you don't have to buy it separately.
You don't have to buy it separately. Nice. It's part of the price, which is a great advantage. And it's very... almost identical to the full desktop, as far as I can tell, to the full desktop Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote. No Outlook. But when you, here's another con. When you start to use it, you'll see that these touch points are very, very small in the desktop. Fortunately, this touch keyboard and the type keyboard come with a trackpad with left and right click. So you really do have a full mouse and a full keyboard. So it's very much like a laptop. And frankly, that's what my takeaway was on this, that while it is, in theory, a full tablet, rare are the times you want to use it as a tablet. It really feels kind of odd in the hand. It's an odd shape. It's an odd weight. And I don't see a lot of people browsing this as a tablet. I really see it more as a new kind of laptop. And I think what Microsoft's almost saying with this is where we think all of Windows is going, to small portable devices that have touch integrated in. All Windows 8 should have touch because it's such a touch-focused, such a touch-centric operating system. I think even if you buy a desktop computer with Windows 8, you'll really want a touch screen on it. And when you fold it all up, it isn't very big. I mean, this cover, this type cover fits flush just like kind of the Apple Smart cover.
Does it weigh much?
Well, go ahead and try it.
It feels like a pound.
This is the irony
it's not
of
that
it.
Bad.
It's exactly the same weight as the iPad.
Oh, is it really?
But if somehow to me it just feels a little denser, a little heavier. I think it's well made. I think it's a good device. It does have a front and rear facing camera. The camera's at an interesting angle. I think this was something Microsoft did that was kind of smart. This camera is angled, so when you're using Skype, you're actually in the you don't have to arrange the lid.
Oh, that's nice. I always have that problem with my laptop.
Yeah, people always have to say tilt it forward or backward. But remember, you can't tilt this forward and backward. And it might be that's one of the reasons Microsoft did this, because you're kind of stuck with this particular angle of this particular camera. But it works quite well. It also is a very wide-angle camera, so you should be able to get a bunch of people on a single Skype call easily. Skype camera works. Skype audio works just as you would expect. Skype is one of many free apps. Most of the apps actually are free right now. Let me just set up the video here. I think we can see each other. Let me see. No, maybe not. I can't turn on the camera without making a call. But trust me, it does a good job. The special keys that are part of Windows 8 are all on the keyboard, including the Windows key to bring us back always to the start menu. As I said, that also works. That little button on the front also works to bring you back. If you want to bring in charms, just as on your trackpad, you slide in from the right-hand side from the bezel. If you want to go to the previous application, you just slide from the left-hand side. And that works quite well. The context shifting switching on this is actually very effective. Some have complained that when you've got a lot of applications running on this, it gets a little sluggish. It does only have 2 gigabytes of RAM. This is the 32-gig model. There's a 64-gig model. But you can add storage, and that's something else the iPad doesn't do. This has an SD card slot, so you can put in SD card memory into this to add to the memory. I know the slot is
here
somewhere.
That's nice. And we noticed it had USB, too, so you can do
it
an external
hard drive,
I'm
assuming. It has a real USB port. In fact, we've occupied that with the mouse connector, but there's a real USB port. There's also video out. Charging might look a little familiar to you. You see those pogo pins. They look very much like the MagSafe adapter on Apple's notebooks. It's not the same size. It's a little bit bigger, but it works the same way. This is a magnetic adapter. Yep. And it pulls off fairly easily, so you won't pull the surface to the ground. And it goes in either direction for charging. Charging's pretty quick, just a couple of hours to get roughly 6 to 8 hours of battery life. That'll depend heavily on what you're doing with it. But because it's an ARM device, it does get excellent battery life. It's designed to be portable and to have good battery life. I love the sign-on screen. I love the touch. I love the new Metro interface. I think Microsoft has done a very innovative, interesting job with this. It's got some really great hardware features. The cameras are good on this. The screen is gorgeous. The feel and fit and finish is very high, surprisingly high if you ask me. Go ahead and, yeah, you can play with it. So let me give you the pros and the cons. Are you going to do? Oh, I got
he's
a call coming
someone.
In. Let's call Twit Live line 2 and see if we can see ourselves.
There we are.
All right.
Hi.
Now let me send a picture.
You have her picture down there in the corner.
That was video off. Let's turn video on. And are you Skype Live is not sending us Twit Live is not sending us a picture. It is? Well, why don't I see it? So you saw how easy it was to switch from the front-facing to the rear-facing just
that's
a tap
cool.
of Skype. Yeah, there's a lot of little thoughtful touches like this. It's as if somebody actually used one of these things.
Oh, yeah, I wonder if you can.
No. It does have pinch and zoom and a lot of things. There's the image coming from the back camera. Let me switch over to the image from the front camera.
Oh, nice.
I'll tell you what. I'll look at myself. So you'd probably be using it sitting like this, and you can see it works. The angle, the camera's tilted at such an angle, it looks quite good. I think the color and the image is pretty good. This shirt is a difficult red for a lot of cameras to
capture. I feel extremely tall right now. It's so strange.
Well, let's see if you're as tall as I think you are.
Let's see.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
She's a giant. So... You know, I'm really torn on this. I am very impressed that Microsoft was able to do something so different, so innovative, in a world where really everybody's copying Apple. Microsoft's made some interesting design choices that make this very different from an Apple device. It's not quite a tablet. It's not quite a laptop. You'll probably want to use it in laptop mode. Andy Anatko and I were talking about this. He said the same thing. When you take it in the hand as a tablet, it just doesn't quite feel right. It almost begs to be used in this laptop mode. And I think if you consider a Surface RT, that you should remember that. Now, there will be other tablets from other manufacturers running the Windows RT. This is just a review of the Surface device. I do think Windows RT is a very interesting operating system. I know we'll see a lot of apps, and all of the apps I really want are here. Internet Explorer works fairly well on it. Some people have complained about its speed. It isn't a super speed demon. It's a Tegra 3 chip, and as I said, it's a little light on RAM, so you can see Internet Explorer is taking its time to load that page.
Well, I hope we can get Chrome on there eventually.
Pardon me?
Skype call. You're still in it.
You think the Skype call is slowing it down? It could well be. Could well be. This is a Wi-Fi-only device, no GPS. They will offer later, I think it's next month, 3G versions. We're still in that Skype. Why can't I? All right. Hang up on that
cool.
Skype call.
We're hung up.
Multitasks very nicely. On the pros on this, great screen, great hardware build. I am a little worried about how this keyboard is going to last. It's going to get a little frayed on the edges as time goes by. And it isn't as – it on a flat surface, it's fine, but you can't absolutely cannot type on your lap or anything that isn't absolutely
flat.
Is it kind of –
is it bendable at all?
It flexes, absolutely.
Okay.
And so it's not going to give you a very solid typing thing. When you get the – I do recommend the type keyboard because you've got full keyboard movement. If you're going to do any typing at all, this is really the way to do it. And I think this is something Apple could learn from. This is a nice little keyboard. It is $499 for the Wi-Fi version minus the keyboard, another $100 if you want to get the keyboard. And as I mentioned, the two different keyboards have different prices. I don't think this is a good keyboard. Alex, what do you think? Should anybody buy the touch keyboard? Spend $10 more and get the type keyboard. Other cons on this device. As I mentioned, it occasionally is a little wonky. For instance, the desktop icons disappeared. I'd only used it a day. I installed the update to Microsoft Office, and the desktop icons all went blank. I had to reinstall those. That was kind of annoying. And there are little bugs like that. But remember, this is very early, first generation. I expect many of those bugs are in software and can be worked out. The bigger question is, are we going to get more apps in the App Store? And because this is Microsoft and because it's Windows, I suspect so. I'm sure that all of the traditional players are looking carefully to see how well this sells. But I suspect we'll see a wide range of software. In fact, you may be surprised to see many of the programs that you want are already in the Microsoft App Store. Potential con, but I think in the long run it's not going to be. Price is right. Hardware's great. It really comes down to how you feel about Windows RT and whether you want to use the Windows 8 operating system. I'm going to have to say, if you're a Windows lover and you're interested in using the latest, greatest Windows, this is a buy. It's a very impressive piece of hardware. But for many people, this will be disappointing. So you probably should try it if you can at the Microsoft Store or at somewhere that sells Surface tablets, which is, I think, only the Microsoft Stores. Don't buy this sight unseen. You really want to get a sense of whether this is going to work for you in the way you need it to work. But I am very impressed. I am very impressed. I was kind of skeptical about Windows 8 and in particular about Microsoft's ability to make compelling hardware. This has shown that Microsoft is viable, really has some interesting ideas up its sleeve, and I'm very impressed by the fact that this thing is as good as it is, given that it's the very first generation.
So it's still a definite buy.
A try for you,
because
you're a Mac. Are you a Mac or a Windows user?
I'm Mac, Windows, and Linux. Ah. I'm all over the place. But I can't really see myself using this like day-to-day for work or anything like that.
I'd say it's a try in the same way that maybe the iPad or the Kindle the Google Nexus 7 is a try. Not a tablet isn't for everybody.
Right.
But for somebody who wants a very light traveling notebook computer, comes with Microsoft Office
for
$499.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good deal. So I'm going to give it a buy. Shannon's going to give it a try. That's our review of the Surface RT, of a couple of great pointing devices and a gigantic camera lens. I thank Tony Wang, Brian Burnett, and Shannon Morse for our reviews. Thank you for watching. All of our reviews are available on YouTube after the fact at youtube.com/twit. And, of course, you can watch us do the show. Either watch live when we do it Tuesday afternoon about 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time, or get it after the fact. We make downloads, audio and video, available on demand at twit.tv. If you've got a suggestion for a product you'd like to see us review, email us. Shannon will get it. BYB at twit.tv. TV. Welcome. It's so nice to have you
Thank
as part
you.
Of TWiT. I'm really thrilled.
I keep on doing my excited dance. All week I've been like, yes.
It's so great.
This
it's
is
so
awesome.
Great to have you. Thank you, Shannon. And thank you for watching. We'll see you next time. Remember, you have to watch
before you buy.
See you later.